This will be the audio for Debelagolical Book 1, Chapter 1. And this is just the first four lines. So, a couple reminders. And I will tell you this in class several times. When you're translating, read your notes first. So here it tells you, what is Galia? It gives you some hints as to how to translate omnis and how to deal with some of these ablative of means and what exactly, to do with the partes in colunt. So read those. Secondly, look at your vocab. Some of it will be old vocab that you already know, like apello. You might need a reminder, though. Some of them are obvious, like duido. Although it's giving you some different translations, rather than divide, you can say separated. Sometimes there'll be names, and it'll tell you who those people are, where they're from. And then there'll be some vocabulary that is not, common or something that we haven't seen before. Now, incolo, for instance, that's a rather common word, but not something that we like used. So to inhabit, to dwell in. So definitely use your notes, use your vocab. Then when you're translating, don't look at the whole sentence at one time. All right, sometimes, you're looking for that main verb. Well, fine, but don't try to translate everything at the same time. A lot of times take it sense unit by sense unit. Sometimes that means just translating up through the comma, translating through a semicolon, translating through the period and stopping. So if it's overwhelming, break it down a little bit at a time. All right. And also, look and see what goes together. Like I see on the first seven words, I see Galia and omnis and duisa are all nominative singular. I see in partes tres is a prepositional phrase. So use those clues, use your endings, use your word order, use that punctuation to help you break it down. All right. So that being said, now I'm going to translate for you. All right. So I'm going to start with omnis Galia, all Gaul. Now the note says Gaul as a whole. Either of that would be fine. All Gaul, Gaul as a whole. Est divisa is divided. In partes tres, into three parts. All right, so if it's a preposition that takes two cases, like in, make sure you're translating it correctly into three parts because it's in plus the accusative. All right, so quorum unam. So what is that quorum going back to? It's feminine, it's plural. The only thing that's in front of it is partes. Say, so of which? Unam, one. In colunt belgae, the belgae inhabit. The belgae dwell in one part. Alium aquitani. All right, so alium can be another. It could be a second. The aquitani inhabit. Notice he doesn't put in colunt again. It's just implied. So one of which the belgae inhabit. The second, the aquitani. Tertium, notice again, unam, alium, tertium, all feminine, singular. It's going with partem. Okay, so one of which the belgae inhabit, a second, the aquitani. The third, qui. Those who. Ipsorum lingua, in their own language. Celtae appellantur are called the Celts. So those who are in their own language called the Celts. Nostra Gali appellantur in our language are called the Gauls. All right, so he takes some shortcuts and he doesn't repeat words all the time. So you have lingua one time. So the only thing that nostra can go with is lingua. They're both ablative, singular, feminine. And so you just repeat it. You don't have to, though. I could say the third, those who are called the Celts in their own language, and ours, the Gauls. Okay. So there are a variety of ways to translate this. You can repeat those words, or you can just imply them. We do this in English all the time. All right. And then the last sentence, which is much shorter. Everything that I've translated up till now has been the first sentence. He omnes, all these. Okay, so all these what? All these peoples, the Belgae, the Aquitani, the Celtae, or the Gauli, depending on if it's their language or ours. So all these, inter se differunt, they differ among themselves. And how do they differ? They differ in lingua, in language, institutis, customs, institutions, legibus, and laws. Okay, so all these differ among themselves in language, customs, and laws. Now notice there that he does not put an et. He doesn't use a conjunction in this list. And your note says this is common in Latin. It's something called an accendaton. And there's also the opposite called a polysyneton, where you'll see an overabundance of conjunctions. But feel free to translate it with an and. Okay, that is perfectly fine to put that and in there. All right, so I'm going to go back to Gallia and translate all of the first four lines again. So Gaul as a whole is divided into three parts, one of which the Belgae inhabit, a second, the Aquitani, a third, those who are called the Celts in their own language, and the Gauls in our language. All these differ among themselves in language, customs, and laws. All right, so that's where we're going to stop now. We're going to look at the map, in class if we haven't already, talk about, Gaul as a whole. What is Cisalpine Gaul? What is Transalpine Gaul? But basically, he's starting not with action, but with a description of the area for the Roman reader who has probably never been there, because very few Romans had been.